Open the House Committee on Rural Communities Land Use and Water. Today is Tuesday, May 26. Let me open up a work session on Senate Bill 206A. And colleagues, you'll recall there were three bills dealing with issues in the Klamath Basin we heard about last week. I'm going to do all three of those here first. This was the one about allowing for the temporary lease or transfer of water during some of the this is a management tool to be used during some of these crisis times. And I would take a motion.
Chair Clem, I move Senate Bill 206A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Post moves Senate Bill 206A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Gilliam.
Aye.
Representative Crawford.
Excused.
Representative McLean.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hill.
Aye.
Vice Chair Post.
Aye.
Chair Clem.
Aye. Motion passes. The bill sent to the floor. We'll ask Representative McLean to carry this one.
Thank you.
Let me open a work session on Senate Bill 264A. And this one is the allowing the Water Resources Department to participate in some of the activities related to the Upper Klamath Basin Agreement. I'd take a motion on this one.
Chair Clem, I move SB 264 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Helm moves SB 264A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, is there any, could the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Gilliam.
Aye.
Representative Gomber.
Excused.
Representative McLean.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Helm.
Aye.
Vice Chair Post.
Aye.
Chair Clunk.
Aye. Motion passes, and we'll ask Representative McLean to carry this one as well.
Thank you.
Or Representative Gilliam.
No, I defer.
Okay, great. Let me, do I have to close the work session? I've forgotten now. Close the work session on that one. Open the work session on Senate Bill 953. And this one, forgot exactly what it did, but Senator Whitsitt told us all about it. And yeah, go ahead, tell us about it.
Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 953 would establish a process by which future interests in specified properties in Klamath County may be extinguished, permits existing future interest holders to retain future interest by recording notice of intention to preserve future interest within 6 months of effective date, declares emergency effective on passage. And if you recall, this was the bill that dealt with this property that the school resided on, or that the school district had possession of.
In Bly?
Yeah.
Bly?
That's right. Yeah, and Bly, I forgot about that, the one parcel. Okay, motion?
Chair Clem, I move Senate Bill 953 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Post moves Senate Bill 953 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Gilliam.
I would just say that my concerns were there were other school districts, and I think we've answered that question that there were not. And I also was concerned about the notification of other family members, mm-hmm. and I was satisfied that 6 months is a reasonable time. I'll be voting aye.
Thank you, Representative. If they have anything like your technological prowess, it might take a full 6 months to use the Pony Express to get them the message.
Yeah.
I just wanted to technological prowess thing is what I meant. Okay, with that, any further discussion? And would the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Gilliam.
Aye.
Representative Gomber.
Excuse.
Representative McLean.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hill.
Aye.
Vice Chair Post.
Aye.
Chair Clunk.
Aye. Motion passes, and the bill sent to the floor will ask Representative Whitsitt to carry this one. Okay, now let's do some baking, some home baking. Let me open a work session on Senate Bill 320A.
Skip to close them. Skip to close them.
Do I have to close them?
Your intention is clear.
After I've just passed the bill out, do you still have to close them?
Technically, yes. But
okay, we'll close that other work session and open
Chair Clem, I move SB 328 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Helm moves the Senate bill known as 320A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And is there any discussion? Representative McLean.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I certainly thought the comments offered by Ian Tollison from Food Processors and the woman from the Farm Bureau out in Jefferson County.
Mickey Killingsworth?
Yes, yeah. And Madras were good. And I think we probably should have a work group on it. But I'm going to be supporting the bill today with the due pass recommendation because I think overall in balance it's a good idea. The Department of Agriculture, and I'd like to just put this on the record, did come see me today. I'd asked in the hearing what their thoughts were, and they did come and indicate that their view is that the baked goods, because of the heat involved in baking, that there was a very remote chance of any type of tainted goods would be distributed in our food supply, similar to, and they compared it to the pickle bill that I believe, Representative Clem, you were very active in forming and getting passed.
At one point, yeah.
And so that would be another, because of the acidic level in the with pickle involvement, that it was a very remote chance. So I appreciate the Department of Agriculture coming to discuss that with me. And it's clear the Department of Agriculture is very tenacious at protecting our food supply. And but in just like in the pickle bill, they said here the opportunity for tainted goods is so remote that they didn't feel that that they were going to oppose. With that, that's what they told me. I was appreciative of it. Obviously, because they made no testimony, what their views are aren't necessarily part of the record, other than what it does to affect my view and my vote. With sufficient caveats, I wanted to at least compliment them, and I'll be supporting it.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, Vice Chair Helm.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For all the reasons that Representative McLean just stated, I want to be on record as saying that this is an instance where we just don't need any more government regulation. And I'm certainly proud to have been the first member of this committee today to make that statement. I'll be voting yes.
No bill.
Wow. Vice Chair. Yeah, I would just like to recognize Vice Chair at home for saying what he just said. I'm in such shock that I agree. 100%. Thank you.
Okay. And Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm a no on this now. No, it's not true. Thank you for those comments. I just wanted to add this. I think I said briefly in the last hearing that I would be surprised and disappointed if food processors didn't come in, not just to oppose, but to hold the standard of food safety. So I appreciate that very, very much. But in addition to the good point that Representative McLean brought up about the heat, I think we also must remember the type of person who will be stepping up to do this in rural communities. And these are trustworthy, good bakers. And so it isn't just the heat factor. It's the quality of the program, the quality of the individuals that I believe will be providing these baked goods. I'm definitely a yes.
Okay. With that,
you've moved.
How about we have a vote? Clerk?
Aye.
Representative Lumber?
Excused.
He's excused.
Representative McLean?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hull?
Aye.
Vice Chair
Post?
Aye.
Chair
Clum? Aye. Motion passes. The bill sent to the floor. And Representative Gomberg will be our carrier. Okay, we're going to hold over Senate Bill 958. And then... let's stand in recess for a moment because we have three members who, for some reason, want to watch while we vote on Senate Bill 534. Not sure why, but they want to come back and watch. So, stand in recess. Come out of recess and let's open a work session on Senate Bill 534. And Vice Chair Post.
Chair Clem, I move Senate Bill 534 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Post moves Senate Bill 534 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative McLean.
I want to make sure. My understanding is, Mr. Chair, that our colleagues in the Senate and House are in agreement that the amendment wasn't necessary in their to move it. So
you would like the bill moved as is, I think, is the email I got.
Represented in the House. Okay. That's my understanding. That's why I'm supportive. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? Representative Witt.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think it's a special class, but as a member of the Porcelain Convenience Coalition, I feel strongly about this bill. So just for the record.
Okay. Before it devolves any further, could the clerk please call the roll?
Representative Gilliam.
Aye.
Representative Gomberg.
Excused.
Yes.
I got that one myself.
Aye.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hull.
Aye.
Vice Chair Post.
Aye.
Chair Clum.
Aye. Motion passes and the bill sits to the floor. And Representative Gilliam, this is in your district. Well, it's in several districts. Representative Huffman and Gilliam, co-carry.
Good job.
Great. Okay. And I carried over Senate Bill Fishing Derby, 958, and then we'll adjourn the committee.
I want to talk to her.